what we're looking for is, what does California look like for our grandchildren?
Hey, Willow. What's the matter? You miss mommy?
Is it a place they can live? Is it a place they want to live? And those questions, quite frankly, are all going to be directly impacted by the steps we take today to mitigate the negative effects tomorrow. My name is Patrick Mulvaney, and along with my wife, Bobbin, we are owners and operators of Mulvaney's Building and Loan, a new American restaurant in Midtown, Sacramento. I graduated with a degree in English that qualified me to be a waiter in Manhattan, and realized then in New York that I wanted to be a restaurateur. I think that climate change has affected the food that we get in many ways. Most obvious to us here is not being able to grow things because of water. We also see that as the weather changes, our availability of fish has changed. As the temperature in the ocean changes, our friends that grow coastal Pinot Noir count on the fog coming in every day. And now you can no longer count on that fog. Hank House is going to do beans and coleslaw,
okay. And
barbecue sauce, and someone else is getting rolls, so we'll be good. The menu changes every day, so we get to come in and look in the toolbox and see what we have to work with. You know, apricots were only available for 3 weeks. Last year, cherries got frozen, and that's a big deal if you're a restaurateur and you're looking forward to cherries on your duck and cherries in a clafouti and cherries in your ice cream. Climate change has impacted how the restaurant runs in many ways. The increase in fires. Not only are the fires worse, but there's no fire season. The fire season is all year round. A lot of our seating is outside, and when the air quality is bad, then people aren't seating outside. Right? We had a pretty big fire last year, and it looked like it was snowing. The ash was so thick that it was coming down, and you couldn't breathe. When we choose to source something, generally we go to the farm. We walk the fields, we shake the farmers' hands, and see what their ethos is, how they're growing the food, and how they're treating their workers. We are committed to helping the environment as much as we can, making sure that the products that we use, the products that we serve, and the methods by which they get to your table are as sustainable as possible. We say when we get a pig, we use everything but the oink, and we try to cut down on what goes into the landfill, and that could be using salmon skins to turn them into dog treats. We have always saved grease from fryers. We've always recycled cardboard and glass. We've composted. Climate change has kind of accelerated the conversation in the community at large. We're five blocks from the Capitol, and so there's also a lot of politicians who are coming in, and the people around them, the lobbyists and people trying to make change, which for us has been great. People are looking to us to say, what are you doing now to make tomorrow better? And so that's another layer of responsibility that we gladly take. The biggest concern I have about climate change is that it's just going to get worse. And as we see temperatures rising, as we see seas receding and ice caps melting and farmers not being able to farm, we wonder how we as hospitality can help that process happen. And wonder if it's enough and if it's going to make it better.